was notably diminished. In contrast, the tally of gathering Titans was visibly greater.
Shut the gate this instant! Commander's orders!
Wilco, there are people!
If they forced the gate closed now, people could get caught between the falling portal and the ground.
We don't have time! If they won't listen, we have to force them!
Rita supposed he had a point.
Yeah, okay!
Damn it! They can't hear me!
The cannons were still booming intermittently, and the air was filled with screams. There was absolutely nothing to suggest the gate was being closed.
I'll tell the guys in charge directly.
Wilco began to operate his vertical maneuvering equipment. He fired an anchor, embedding the tip in the ceiling near the passageway's entrance. He must have judged that he couldn't get through on horseback, thanks to the evacuees jammed inside. Just then, a shell detonated in close proximity. A structure burst into flames, sending fragments of floor and wall and roof hurtling towards them. A slab of the debris hit the side of Wilco's head with a heavy thump. His body immediately went limp. The vertical maneuvering equipment was already pulling the wire in, but without accelerating any further, moving like a string puppet, Wilco fell off his horse and hit the ground.
Wilco!
The wire continued to reel in under the force of the compressed gas. Wilco's shoulders, rear end, and head were flung hard into the earth again and again. With each impact, his limbs contorted unnaturally, and blood sprayed from his skin. Rita desperately tried to catch hold of him, but he stayed ever so slightly out of reach. The soldier continued to bounce and whirl, dragged along by the wire. He suddenly began to pick up speed. Perhaps his finger was caught on the trigger on the hilt of his blade. The evacuees scrambled to get out of his way. His path was open. The string puppet was now a tattered sack. Scattering blood, it lifted up from the ground. It climbed over the evacuees' heads, showering them. The wire hit full recoil, crucifying Wilco where the anchor had dug in. There was a squelch, like someone beating a wet cloth, followed by a crunch as his remaining bones shattered. Some poked visibly from his body. Even more blood spilled onto the evacuees who jostled below. This, at last, silenced them. Around them, the bombardment continued to pound, also faintly audible.